Hey, it is 9:30, time for the Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact with you live on the internet. Good panel tonight on this Friday night before yet another snowstorm. We can't wait to shovel tomorrow morning. We'll do the usual amount of housekeeping before we get going here, get everybody all settled in here. Just a reminder, if you are watching live, you can scrub through like a DVR. If you are want to watch the replay, you can watch 10-15 minutes after we're done. The video replay will be available. And later on the weekend, you will have the podcast version of this, where you can enjoy it in your commute home or wherever you are. So let's start with a round of introductions here. Let's start off here from Dartmouth. We got Dan with us tonight.
Hello. Just introducing today's Sausage Fest 2015.
It is a little weird not having the girls in the panel tonight. So, yeah. But. They're enjoying themselves.
Wait,
in New
just
York
a second.
City.
Oh, now I'm going to do my pants. Oh,
that's right. No guilt. No pants, oh, no guilt.
There we go. Okay, better. Good.
Switching over to Wallace, Nova Scotia, we got Keith Elliott, keithelliottstone.com.
Good evening.
Hey.
And, hey, Keith, did you get a trim?
Yeah, I kind of had to. It was, I was having respiratory issues today, so.
Okay. Excellent. Over to Cape Breton now. We got Carrie with us tonight.
Good evening, everybody.
And over in Newfoundland, we got Mike with us.
Hey, gang.
And, of course, I'm here in Halifax with you tonight. And we got a number of people jumping in, watching in. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We're going to get things going right now. Of course, we're going to get it going the way we normally do, which is what we are drinking tonight. Mike, what are you drinking tonight, my friend?
I've got Garrison Winter Warmer.
You still got that on shelves. It's kind of gone around here.
I picked up a dozen of them last month when I was home, and I saved a few.
Excellent, excellent. Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
Pecoroon's Best Bitter.
All right, Carrie's standard.
I had to go shopping in Glace Bay because I didn't pick up any in Sydney, so they're running out. They're getting low.
All right, excellent. Keith, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, in honor of the ladies' trip tonight, I'm drinking Brooklyn Brewing's Brown Ale.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I'm sure they'll be sampling some Brooklyn beer while they're down there. And Dan, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, like I've been doing lately, it's another Choose Your Own Adventure. The choices this time is, just like we had the winner from last week, the Old Fog Burner, the 11.5%. Or I'm trying the Thirsty Beaver.
Thirsty Beaver.
Thirsty Beaver, West Coast one. And I bought it because, you know, you see a Thirsty Beaver, you start giggling like a school. Thirsty Beaver. So, choices, gentlemen.
You know Thirsty what? Beaver. Yeah, Thirsty Beaver.
Try the West Coast. Why not?
Yeah, all right. Why not?
Go for it.
Excellent. And I am drinking homebrew tonight. I am drinking the 1820 IPA that you can get from Noble Grape, the partial grain beer kit. So this is what it looks like once it's all done. A little bit more caramel-y for an IPA, but it's not bad. Bad stuff when it comes out in the cake. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, all
right. Oh, here we go. What does it look like?
It's good, Dan.
Very amber.
Oh, nice color. Looks pretty good.
That's a Thirsty Beaver.
All right, let's start off with the first topic here tonight, and just to let everybody know, you can interact with us. You can send a tweet via the Friday Night Hangout hashtag on Twitter. We'll be monitoring that. You can also comment on the YouTube show page or the avoidingchores.com show page. So let's get things going here. Local story here, Andrew Younger at the Dingle. I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is where the liberal minister, energy minister, recused himself of personal matters, and it came out that essentially kind of hinting that he had shenanigans with the staffer, and the staffer assaulted him when they were inaugurated into power last year, only came to light recently. Now, this week was the court date where people went to court. She didn't show up in court. Starting to get a little bit more details through the summons there. We're going to have a little bit more details in March, but essentially, he got assaulted at Dingle Park, which is Sir Fleming Park in Halifax, where his jacket got ripped and he got bitten a few hours before he got sworn in and stuff. So,
wow, what a day, really.
That's
one to mark down in your diary and stick that under your pillow. That's all I'm going to say.
Your diary. I met a girl today. Ouch.
Ouch. Now,
on the dingle.
I tell you, I bought the latest Frank magazine this week, which is
full of stuff. Yeah, I subscribe to that.
It's full of good stuff. And they basically, apparently, they received a letter, typed letter, that painted Andrew Younger in a very positive light. So they were almost saying it must have come from Andrew. But there was a few little tidbits in the letter that they printed in the magazine. But essentially they were saying that, you know, he was assaulted and he's been getting medical treatment for the past year or whatever happened in the dingle. So I'm kind of piecing things together like, did somebody bite something off of him and he's getting like,
maybe they bit it. He's going and getting, you know.
Like, is this going to look really, like, embarrassing once details come out where there were shenanigans and...
As long as he's not going to get treated where it involves a happy ending, because then this thing's just really going downhill fast.
I don't know, guys. Have you any of you guys been following this story?
Yeah, but what do you say? I mean, I don't know. He's basically, his career as a politician is pretty much, you know.
It is not looking good at all.
Not for the next little while, anyway.
Well, especially there's a lot of leaks coming out, too, so,
yeah.
You know, the loose lips are getting looser, so.
So after this is getting sort of, like, smeared onto the Premier's office, I mean, is this really starting to carry through to it?
I can assume that the Premier's office time on this is probably, well, whenever it comes up in the newspaper, I'm pretty sure it's 30 to 40% of their total time managing, trying to get ahead of. I'm just speculating. Between that and the other guy, Michel Sanson, with his Nova Ferry and going down to the PGA thing and all that stuff, I'm sure just getting ahead of certain stories is taking up a good chunk of their time. But Carrie, do you have a park up in Cape Breton where there's, you know, kind of equivalent to the dingle?
No, and I don't know. I wouldn't go there if I heard something like that happening, so it's kind of...
Now, for people who haven't been to that park, basically it's the... kind of the cenotaph kind of tower that you see on the West Arm Harbor. Actually, it's the guy who came up with Standard Time. Sir Fleming, whatever. He had his summer home here in Halifax, and his land, which was a beautiful spot, gave it away. And anyway, so it's a very, you know, historic building and stuff. But the only parking is really around the tower. It's pretty open. I don't know if it's a hookup spot or not. Why would you go there? I don't understand why you would go there. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds sketchy.
Sounds very sketchy. So anyway.
Hormones rule the day.
Well, can anyone pull up a really good Australian accent? Can you say something like, you know, Dingo stole my career?
But anyway, well, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely find out. We'll find out more. My big thing is the poor staffer that's getting drag through this there. Yeah. She's been studying it. Missy has been alluding that, you know, while she's been studying law or trying to get her lawyer credentials there, this discharge will put that into question. So she might not be able to pass the bar this year with discharge and stuff like that, depending how things go. And I don't know. I'm sure next time we'll have a lot more stuff here. But anyway, it's just one of these stories that it's just so damn tantalizing. It's titillating,
isn't it? Titillating.
We're going to do one more story, then we're going to check comments. Just a reminder that you can comment via Twitter, YouTube, Google+, and on the Morning Chores show page. Using the Twitter, you can use the Friday Night Hangout hashtag. Next story here, the big weather event, the big blizzard in Wednesday. I forget which day. Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah.
Tuesday. Well, Tuesday for us, but it was really starting to start up at least in the States on Monday.
So this was I don't know about you guys. You know, a lot. I think everybody in the States are saying the blizzard that didn't happen, but you know what? Boston got like two feet of snow.
Yeah, and just because New York didn't get it, there, a lot of other places.
New York got like a foot of snow, and the fact that they had a travel ban.
In Connecticut had a travel ban too.
Yeah, and nobody was on the road, so the plows actually did their job. And then so the next morning, everything looked great, of course, because nobody's on the road. Here we had here in Halifax, we had a good 20 centimeters of snow. I don't know about you, but even though I'm lucky enough to have a neighbor that comes by once in a while with a little tractor and does like 3/4 of my little driveway, I was still out for 2 hours cleaning everything up here. So, it was a sizable chunk of snow that came down. But, guys, let's talk about Carrie and Mike here in Newfoundland and Cape Breton. How much snow did you guys get?
Did you have to contend with the Yeti is what I want to know.
No, we had maybe 2 centimeters of snow. We had a lot of freeze and rain today. Mostly rain last night.
Carrie, what did you end up getting?
They say we got 18 centimeters, but when we were where I live right by Dominion Beach, so the wind howls right off the bay, and it just blows the snow into the woods across the road from us. So I only shoveled about 10 minutes.
Oh. Now, luckily, you did not have to contend with the Boston Yeti. This is awesome. I wish I had a Yeti costume. So during the blizzard in Boston, some guy had a Yeti suit in his closet, decided to walk around, and this is the best. I love this guy. Nobody knew. He was just walking, roaming the streets.
That's pretty good.
Hey, look at this guy.
Why not?
There's probably going to be more storm Yetis around.
Oh, my God. Look at this car. He's just walking around.
Sharing their storm chips.
Okay, I'm going to have to correct the news on this. That is not a Yeti. That would be a Wampa from Empire Strikes Back. Just saying, if the news is going to report on it, at least do it correctly. If you can clearly see the probe droid hiding behind some of the houses there. So that was a Wampa. Empire Strikes Back. Hoth came to Boston.
That's pre-amputation Wampa.
Yes.
But it's great. I wish I had a costume like that. Be spending my time just walking. Can you just imagine out here in Nova Scotia, walk over the...
That'd be fun.
While eating your donair.
Oh. You do realize I'm going to dress like that during the hypo half, eh? That's my running outfit for that now.
That would be awesome. All right, let's do a quick check on the Friday night hangout. We're going to check comments here, and you can comment with us. We're going to check them out. Twitter, Friday night hangout, hashtag, YouTube, Google+, and on the show page on avoidingchores.com. I do see a few things here. Let's start with the Twitter, maybe. Keith, what you got on Twitter?
Not a lot, but there's a comment from Krista from earlier this evening. She says, I'm early for the Friday night hangout. I'm drinking a Shackmeister Pale Ale by Brooklyn Brewing at the Shake Shack.
All right. You got any other comments there on the Twitter?
Yep, there's another one. Ken Donnelly says, first time watching the Friday Night Hangout. Funny already, 10 minutes in. Hi, Ken, and thanks
all
for
right,
watching.
All right, perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Ken. I see a lot of Ken's tweets here in Halifax for those who follow the local stuff here. It was good to have them, good to have the locals in here. YouTube, Dan, what do we got?
YouTube's been pretty quiet so far. Just a couple of our own tweets going out just to bring people into the fold, but nothing new on the YouTubes.
Okay, cool. And Mike, you have the Avoiding Chores page. Anything there?
That guy Bluefin's not on tonight, so there's no comments.
That Bluefin, I tell ya. And there's nothing.
No comments. Just one from Carrie.
Just one from Carrie. Testing, yeah. Testing the video. Yeah. And there's nothing on the Google Plus page either. So we do have a number of people watching. So that's okay. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a topic that you guys want to talk about momentarily here. Let's continue with the next one here, which is Frankie McDonald, Cape Breton's best weatherman.
Be prepared, Nova Scotia!
He's the man.
Major snowstorm heading Nova Scotia.
That guy gets a lot of hits, man. Good for him. Especially when he does storms down in the States. He did one down in the Carolinas last winter. I forget how many hits he got. It was off the chain. It was incredible.
The first time I heard about Frankie was like 5 years ago. At least 5 years ago. While I was on my XM satellite radio, it was one of the channels, and then they stumbled onto him because it was a storm in Vancouver, and he had one of his trademarks, you know, prepare.
Oh, he does it for everything, cyclones and the surface, everything.
I think this was the first time he actually did it, and it was just going off. So they had him, they were playing his sound bites for weeks and stuff, and then I got on watching his stuff for a while. So I've been watching Frankie on and off there, and it just seems like lately, you know, people just, you know, get on his bandwagon here and there, and I can't tell if they're making fun of the guy or not. That's the only problem that I have.
Yeah, it's hard to say who's sincere and who's just kind of like, well, look at this guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hey, Frankie says get your Chinese food or whatever. And
your Diet Pepsi. Like,
yeah, but which is, you know, when you watch it in context, it's hilarious.
He's real.
You get.
Real. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to laugh.
No, but, no,
because
he's saying exactly what we're thinking. It's like it's going to be a storm out. I'm not going to be outside. I want my food. I want my Pepsi. I want my pizza. I want my storm chips because I ain't going outside.
Yeah.
And you really got to appreciate the passion he has for it. I mean, someone that's dealing with any form of issues, as he's known to be dealing with autism, and he finds his calling, and he loves it, and people love him for it. I mean, you can't write a better story for the guy.
Oh, no. And I think I posted, I don't know if I posted or tweeted this, but based on his views and stuff in terms of monetization and stuff on YouTube, you know, he's pulling in probably around like $1,000 a month and stuff like that. So
you know what I have to say? Good for him.
Good for him. You know what? He deserves every penny of that. And way to go, Frankie. I love that.
He's got to put a lot of work into his forecasts and his video productions, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, like this, it takes work, and you know, he's following the weather for what seems like most of North America.
Yeah, yep. and some of those warnings he films in less than ideal conditions, I can tell you that.
He's outside. That's right.
Yelling into the wind.
But I guess CBC, the local CBC, gave him his wish there. I don't know if you guys saw that. He was in, he did a forecast or he did something on CBC TV the other day.
Oh, cool.
I didn't see that.
I don't know if it was local CBC or not, Cape Breton CBC or... I don't know if there is such a thing, but... Carrie, is there a CBC Cape Breton TV?
No, well, I don't think so, but... No, because they closed down their office here a little while ago.
Yeah.
So it's probably one of their news reporters.
Okay.
The regional news.
Anyway.
I never met Frankie, but I've seen him. He works as a custodian in Mayflower Mall. And harmless as anything, but like you said, Jim, he's found something that he likes to do. He enjoys it. I mean, sure, people will make fun of him because of his disabilities, but he's doing something that he likes, and that's what he should be commended for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
it's sad that people got to be mean in some of the comments. It's not a whole lot, but
people are mean when they're four. When kids are mean to each other when they're four, they're mean to each other when they're eight.
Yeah, it's easy for a lot of people to be mean on social media, too.
Exactly. The internet just kind of becomes an echo chamber for that sort of mentality. Yeah.
But he's been doing this for a few years now. It's not like he's just started doing this, and you go to his Facebook or you read the YouTube comments, a lot of people love him. So good for him, and hopefully he can get some... He can actually get a gig out of this, so that'd be awesome for him, Weather Network or something like that. So
it's a good news story for a change.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's move on to let's do a quick little spot here. Got this sent out to me earlier in the week here, not earlier tonight here. So there's going to be if you are in the Halifax Bedford area, there's going to be an event on a Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. here. Now, this is called, hang on, it's called Manscape Evening of Fun and Laughter. So it's an open house for Imagine Salon and Spa, which is right here on Bedford Highway here. But basically, they were saying here that, as you can see, I don't use a lot of grooming services. But there's some guys that do, and they're having an open house here, and they're having a whole bunch of specials and stuff. And
but have you ever had a pedicure though, Jim?
No, I have not.
As somebody that spends a lot of time on his feet, I can honestly say I've had one. I'm not ashamed to say it, and they're worth it.
There's quite a few specials that they have on the beard trim, some of the waxing that they have here is pretty cool. Now, the thing that makes this open house kind of interesting to go and check things out and stuff like that, they will have propeller beer. So the first beer is free, and then you can enjoy a brew for $4 after that. There's supposed to be wine and vodka. There's big screen TVs. They'll have some the sports channels on and stuff like that. So just a chance for everybody to come in there, check things out, get some products there. So check it out on imaginesalonspa.ca. So if you want to go and check that out, it's on the Google Plus event page link. You can check that out. And if you're in the vicinity, you can do that. So there you go. Let's do a quick round of what we are drinking tonight. I am drinking a little bit of homebrew. This is a 1820 IPA, and so it's a little bit malty IPA. So it's not bad. It's pretty good. As you can see, I got the props for the next batch, which will be hopefully soon, next week. Find something here. Mike, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I got the Garrison Winter Warmer, and sorry to say my pumpkin went dry last night. Brew day tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
We got the Garrison Best Bitter.
Garrison or Picaroons?
Picaroons? No, because I was thinking about Garrison from what I was drinking last week. That stuff really, really, really did me in last week. That was a good one.
All right. Picaroons, Best Bitter is good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
Yep.
Keith, what are you drinking tonight?
Brooklyn Brewing Brown Ale.
Yes, and for those wondering, where are the girls tonight, Krista and Lori? Well, they are in New York City having a good time, so... Hopefully they'll have a good time. Dan, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I started off with the Thirsty Beaver, and I'm happy to say that my thirst for beaver has not been quenched, so I will have more of this at some point. So now I'm moving on to beer number two, which is the good old Old Fog Burner, 11.5%. So,
that's a good one.
Once the speech becomes slurred, you know it's quality.
Awesome.
And we'll do a quick check on comments here, and we'll give a chance for everybody to refresh the pages here. So, how you can interact, people who are watching, you can interact via Twitter, Friday Night Hangout hashtag. You can interact on avoidingchores.com, the show page, the YouTube page, the Google Plus page. Did I forget anything? I think we covered it all. So, anyway, we got people monitoring that. Who wants to go first? Mike, you got anything on Avoiding Chores?
I'm still trying to refresh them.
All right, Keith, what do you got on Twitter?
Ken Donnelly has another comment. He says, Frankie could teach people how to do social media.
Damn straight. Dan, we got anything on the YouTube?
Nope, still the same. We got people watching. Just people are just a little too timid to talk to us. We are open. Please share your feelings with us. You know, tell us about how you feel about pedicures, because we would like to know about your experiences.
They are all waiting for the Cards Against Humanity segment.
Ooh, yeah, that could be that.
I think it's that. Mike, anything got loaded up on your end?
No, I'm having trouble. I hit the wrong button.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself onto MySpace by accident?
No.
Okay.
There's still nobody there anyway. There's nothing on Friday.
Yeah, when Mike's not there and kind
of. I'm on my BBS on dial-up and nobody's on the board.
All right, perfect. Well, let's move on anyway here. So let's move on to the next story. Since we're talking to Mike in Newfoundland, we have a Newfoundland story here. This is awesome. The story of Rodney Constantine. Constantine. So this was a man that was wanted by the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary. And then he posted his picture, you know, basically, have you seen this man? He's wanted.
Yeah.
He replied to the post and saying that he'll see you on Monday.
Monday morning. Yeah. It was a bad week and it was bad weather.
Didn't they post back that we're open 24/7?
They did.
<That's funny>. Yeah, we're open.
The weather was bad last Sunday. It was windy, it was raining. I mean, you know, I didn't want to go in until Monday, right?
didn't want to get wet.
I don't want to go to jail today.
Well, you did show up Monday afternoon.
Oh, geez, I still got to get my storm chips.
Apparently, that's
can't
not.
Can't go. Now I got to get my storm chips.
Apparently, that's not that uncommon. I was reading that a lot of people will respond via social media and say, yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Breach of probation, breach of reconnaissance, so there's probably nothing too bad.
I think a lot of traffic fines for the most of it.
Yeah. So did you know this guy, Mike? Or no. Did the work? No, I'm just throwing it out there. Cause
no, but usually like anywhere, the same characters pass through court news every week or every couple of months. But no, I didn't know this guy.
Did his mom reply to his post on Facebook? I thought I heard that.
I did hear something like that, yeah.
Anyway.
But he did show up Monday afternoon, a couple hours late.
I do like further down that webpage, you have 13 of the funniest criminals. One of those sort of little slideshows there. And number 4 is Man with Bizarre Name Arrested. And his name is Bizao Dudu Zappity Bop Bop Bop.
Yeah.
That was like his legal name, too.
I know.
all right. Well, that was that story. That was pretty quick one. We'll do the next one here, which is the Quebec man. 7 seconds too late to get $27 million. I guess this went up to the Supreme Court of Canada.
Yeah.
And got shot down.
So
he got shot down, and it cost $100,000.
So back in 2008, this guy went to the grocery store, and he wanted to buy a couple of tickets. And the clerk said, "You better do it fast because the deadline was approaching." So one of the ticket printed before the deadline, and the other ticket printed 7 seconds after the deadline, so it would be for the next week's draw.
Yep.
That second ticket was the winning number for $27 million.
He had the wrong week.
If it was a day after, could he still try and sue, or 2 days after? I mean, there's got to be a deadline.
Well, after midnight, it flipped over to the next draw date, which was whenever however many days that was.
Yeah.
So the one ticket was for, like, that day, and if it went over midnight, it was whatever, 3 days or whatever.
Not midnight. When the machine shut down local time for that for that block of that, for that night's draw, that's when it shut. I stood there at a lottery booth at 9:10, and they said, "No, we're not accepting any more tickets." I had five numbers. And I was going, I had it penciled out, five numbers, and she said, "Nope, can't do it." And I checked my numbers later for my penciled in stub.
Yeah.
I had five. Nope, can't, sorry. Would I have been $500,000 richer? Probably, if I had fought it, but I mean, my wife worked for a lottery booth too, and she says, "Nope, that's the way the machines work."
Yeah.
So they roll over, that's it. Erase the clock, that's all you gotta do.
I mean, the guy has nothing to stand on. Like, I mean, the clerk already warned him ahead of him buying the ticket itself.
Yeah.
He then, after the purchase of the ticket, which stated on it, this is now for next week's numbers, the clerk said, "Oh, do you want to be your money back?" And said, "No, I'll keep it." And after all that, he still complains about it. So, sorry. He had every opportunity to back out of it, and he didn't.
Yeah. And it cost him $100,000.
Yep.
Yeah. Because you're going through all the court systems and suing and all that stuff, so. Crazy!
And I'm sure, because it wasn't actually for the full $27 million, it would have been half, because somebody else actually also got the same winning number. But still, I'm sure that other person was probably also shitting bullets, because they're wondering, like, well, what's going to happen to my half at this point?
Mm.
He had his ticket for the right draw.
Yep.
Well, he went in.
Jim?
Yeah.
Last week, Carrie asked me about finding a product for this week. I found one.
Oh.
And one. I think it's very appropriate for the hiking crowd. It is. Hang on. Can you see that?
It's coming.
Can you see that? I just shit in the woods hand sanitizer.
I didn't find it.
You picked that up in Tanamagoosh?
No, but it's a real product. You can actually buy it. I just shit in the woods hand sanitizer. So, you know, they make something for everybody.
Yeah. Apparently.
Okay. Well, I too also have a product of the week. Actually, two of them really. But I'll start off with the first one. This is a really good one for parents that also have a flair for technology. I mean, how many times has it happened to you that, you know, your little Bobby Sue is, you know, walking around in his diaper and suddenly, like, you don't know if they're wet or they're dry or what the deal is? But Huggies has a solution for you. They have new Huggies Tweet My Pee! Tweet Pee! So when decides to soak their diaper, the little bird in the front will send a tweet out message saying, "I'm wet! Change me!"
My phone would never friggin' stop, I swear.
Do you know how many adults would want this product for themselves?
Oh, my God. Yes.
My phone would never friggin' stop.
Now, it's being tested in Brazil right now. You can't buy it here in North America. But
I want one.
Yeah.
Send your letters to Huggies to say you want this product to show up at your doorstep right now. So that's Huggies Tweet Pee. That's product number one. And product number two, I do love the, some candy and such. And someone tried to sell these gummy lighthouses, you know, to help, you know, their love of the sea. But they didn't quite go over the design of it very well. So this is it. These are all gummy lighthouses.
That must, you know, that, I know where that lighthouse is.
They're called
it's at Cock and Balls.
Yeah, they're called the Happy Sailor brand Gummy Lighthouses. And, that's one map. You can get them in green, red, yellow, or throbbing, veiny, phallic colored.
Happy Saturday.
So those are my two products of the week, your diapers and the Lighthouse Within.
I'm on the rocks, boys.
Oh. And there you go.
All right, good stuff.
Dan, what internet do you go on at all?
I want that on a T-shirt. I'm not joking.
You pay your $80 your Eastlink, and then you throw another $20 on it to get the good stuff.
All right, we're getting to that time where we're going to be doing the Cards Against Humanity bit. So this is proving to be a fan favorite here. This is where the panel takes their Cards Against Humanity cards, and we do a round. Now, you can play with us, too, if you're watching. If you happen to have your cards or you printed out the cards, you can tweet back your answers via the hashtag, and we'll read them out if we see them. So what we're going to do here is me and Dan, we're going to alternate drawing the black cards tonight.
Yep.
And then we'll get people to do that. So basically, you take 10 random white cards, and whatever black card we'll pull out, which will have a question, you just pick the appropriate card for that. So I'm going to start. And the black card here, which is, in 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? In 1,000 years, where? Right. Where money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? So in 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for our goods and services? All right, let's start with Dan.
All right. I personally like this new economy that goes based upon tasteful side boob. So I'm welcoming this new economy.
Keith, what you got?
I have Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
Wow. That one piece of notes just going to be passing around a lot.
So again, the question is, in 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services, carry?
You know, every time I hear that word, all I can think of is Red Dwarf.
True.
Yes, it's true. And Mike, what you got?
Surprise sex.
Surprise sex.
How am I going to get paid? Surprise! I'm selling all day long. Whew, I need it.
I'm poor.
All right, so we got Dan. Dan's going to be picking up the black card today. So.
Yeah, and actually, Keith, you're going to wish you held on to that card for this one, because it's blank, good to the last drop.
Blank.
Good to the last drop. And Lance Armstrong's testicle would have fit perfectly on that one.
It's true. Not a lot of things that would have fit perfectly on there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So blank, good to the last drop.
All right, blank to the last drop. I'm ready.
Good to the last drop. Here we go.
That's there we go.
All right. African children, good to the last drop. Oh!
That's bad.
You know what, Dan?
That's racist.
I'm glad I got rid of that card because I have something even better.
Got it. Let's go. Let's see it. Bring it.
A bad card.
Bring the game.
Wet dreams.
Wet dreams.
Oh. There's a whole lot of laundry that follows that.
That's right.
All right, what do we got next, Gary? expecting a burp and vomiting on the floor. I don't know if I'd say it's after good to the last drop.
Well, you're happy when it's over.
And lastly, what do we got,
Mike? Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, good. Definitely good to the last drop. Definitely on that one.
All right. Excellent. So, so this is what it is, folks. If you got a Twitter hashtag, if you get your Cards Against Humanity PDF or deck of cards, you can play with us, reply back via Twitter, Friday Night Hangouts, and we're going to do one round, and then that's it. So it's again my round.
Yep.
So, this one's a little too complicated for that. All right. And the Academy Award for blank goes to blank. So you got to pick two cards. And the Academy Award for blank goes to blank.
I've got two.
All right, Keith, what you got?
The Academy Award for self-loathing goes to Stephen Harper.
Oh, good one.
And I know he's listening in tonight in his spying services, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're listening. who's next? Oh, well, that's a decision they get.
The Academy Award for Lumberjack Fantasies goes to...
72 virgins. who's next?
The Academy Award for Hot Pockets goes to Mr. Clean right behind you.
Dan, what do you got?
Okay. The Academy Award to giving birth to the Antichrist is Tom Cruise.
That's a good one.
Those are wildly appropriate tonight.
He's got incredible range, that man. Incredible range.
Four from Dan, and that will be our round.
All right. Another nice simple one. Blank. Kid tested, mother approved. Blank. Kid tested, mother approved.
Oof. All right. Kid tested, mother approved.
Kid mother approved. Start off, Jim.
All right. Defective condom.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, that is bad. That is
dirty.
Hard
dirty.
To get ready. It's not dirty. Good. It's bad.
What time is it now? Oh, good. We're past 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Okay.
Right. Who's right. Next?
Yeah, right, Keith?
I have peeing a little bit.
I don't know if the mother approved is right, but definitely kid tested.
Well, the other card really was worse, so.
All right. Lick
things? Carrie.
Is that lick a thing to claim them as your own?
Claim as your own.
Funny enough, that's not just kid tested, that's Dan tested as well. And last, where am I?
All right, Mike, what you got?
A good sniff.
A good
yeah.
Oh, all right, good stuff. Hey, Cards Against Humanity, folks. This is what everybody's talking about. This is every adult game that they're playing, so you get your hands on that. You can download the cards as a PDF, pick a random page and play along. Good stuff here, so I'm having a good time.
Or with if you're that, a good human being, a good citizen of the planet, you should go out and buy your own deck, because it's such a fantastic game.
Hours of entertainment, and again, it is just You're just picking random cards. It's not your fault that you're connecting things in your mind.
We're horrible people. What's
the horrible. Space? It's horrible.
Yeah, we're bad.
We're going to do one check of comments here quickly there, and then we'll move on to the next segment, which is our Wayback Machine, which is 1976. Got anything on Twitter there, Keith?
Yep, Matt Lantovic says, at the Sphere, interesting Friday Night Hangout.
All right, Matt Whitman, HRM counselor for him is playing. So thanks, Matt, for jumping in tonight. Dan, do we have anything on the YouTube tonight? Quiet night.
Just tumbleweeds and crickets. It's been pretty quiet on YouTube.
It is very quiet.
Is YouTube broken?
I don't know.
Something's happening. Yeah. Mike, anything in your neck of the woods?
Just carry.
Oh, my Lord. Well,
I think I missed Lori and Chris tonight.
Yeah, no. People are distraught not having the girls here today. Yeah. So
they're groupies.
They're listening. They're just not talking.
No. The girls are down in New York City, so having a good old time. So we're up here playing Cards Against Humanity. So, I think that's a fair trade. We're going to do the Wayback Machine. This is where we think back in time about a particular year. I choose a random year. 1976 is the year. And I was only 4 years old at the time. However, it was a pretty good year for movies. I'm just going to name out a few of them that came out in 1976. Of course, Rocky. Sylvester 76. Stallone. That was 1976. Wow. That was 80, 90, 0, 1. That's like 39 years ago. Oof, I feel old. The other one here, King Kong, with Jessica Lange and using the Twin Towers instead of the Empire State Building. The Marathon Man was another big movie back then. That's a good one. The Omen was also a big movie. Damien. And Taxi Driver.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
That was in 1976 also. So, it was a lot of stuff going on there. Do you guys get anything that was going on in 76?
Well,
The Woman with Lindsay Wagner debut. I remember that when I was small.
What was that?
The Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that when I was...
Yeah. The Waltons. I you guys saw remember Rocky. The Waltons? The Waltons, good night.
They were on for quite a few years, yeah.
Bob.
A couple of big tech things. You got Apple Computer,
started
in 76. You got the Concorde, did its inaugural transatlantic flight back in 76. The first laser printer, produced by IBM. Probably about the size of a house, but, still very economical.
The first Cray computer was the size of two houses.
Yeah. And Matsushita came out with the VHS system to compete with Sony Betamax.
Yes. Oh, man.
I saw Rush in the 2012 concert.
Rush 2012?
I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the hotties and fashion icons then, Farrah Fawcett, Linda Carter, Cheryl Teagues, and Christie Brinkley. And Christie Brinkley is still hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Linda Carter still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Big year for Canada as well. I mean, that's a day a CN Tower, or a year with CN Tower was done. Mm-hmm. And also the Montreal Olympics.
Yes, Nadia Comăneci did her gymnastics thing, her perfect 10.
Mm-hmm. The Sweden's most profitable corporation was the group ABBA.
ABBA.
They were big back then.
They were big, yeah. I'm just going through the albums here, and there's a few albums of 1976. Now, I don't see ABBA here in this list. It should be, because... What album did ABBA have out in 76?
I don't know what year
they had. Dancing Girl.
Now, there's a classic here that I remember. I don't know why how I remember this song, but Shake Your Booty by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
Well, that was in 76.
Was it Arrival by ABBA? That came out late.
CN Tower competed in 76.
Yeah, that's what...
yeah, we said that. Where were you?
I
was actually reading about... it was talking about the U.S. Bicentennial, and it was the same summer in New York as the Son of Sam killings.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. Bicentennial. Yeah, that was a big deal.
So another one all the girls my age would know was Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Disco Duck by Rick Dees. That was when he kind of made his bones.
On vinyl.
Singer? I didn't know that.
He did one vanity song, and that's how he kind of paved his career for the next 40 years. Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
Wow.
That was 76.
Everybody would be late. Starland Vocal Band.
Play That Funky Music.
Yeah.
Wild Cherry. Let's see, some of the big albums. Fleetwood Mac, their self-titled album. That was out. What else we got?
Convoy, CJ McCall.
Who, what?
Convoy, CJ McCall. That was like the first country crossover.
CJ McCall. Man, I don't quite remember that.
Yeah. Dancing Queen was by ABBA was the biggest single over Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, they were big then.
Followed by Chicago, If You Leave Me Now, and then ABBA again by Fernando.
And Fernando was 76, yeah.
One of the worst cars ever to be built, according to Time Magazine, the 1976 Chevy Chevette. With its blistering 51 horsepower engine.
SCTV premiered in 1976.
That was an awesome show.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Who was the original? Who were the original cast for SCTV?
Gene Levy, John Candy, Catherine O'Hara.
No.
The original SCTV.
Yeah.
John Candy, Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Harold Ramis. And Dave Thomas, wow.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's pretty amazing.
76?
What an all-star cast that was.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty cool. All right, let's do the last bit, because we're not getting a lot of comments tonight here. We'll give a chance for you guys to do a refresh here. Just a reminder, folks, if you are watching us live, you can scrub through the player just like a DVR and you can get caught up. If you want to watch the whole replay on your Apple TV, Google Chromecast, just wait 15, 20 minutes. It will come online afterwards. You can do that. Or if you want to listen at audio-only version where you can listen to the show on the way to work on Monday, it'll be on later in the weekend. Just go to avoidingchores.com or just do a search for Avoiding Chores, Friday Night Hangout. You'll be able to find us, subscribe. And we have currently way more people listening to the podcast than the actual live show, so pretty cool. That any new comments, guys?
I got some from GC Storm 1, who wanted to remind us the 1976 Canada Cup as being one of our events. And his comment that YouTube's not broken, which is out of no way of his saying that. It's not that YouTube's broken. I think it's because we're broken.
We're broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the message, GC Storm. Thank you for the support.
Anybody else with new comments?
Gary left us.
Okay, nothing? Maybe he's broken.
Nothing on Twitter, Keith?
Nope.
Nope. All right.
Morning chores is quiet. There's people watching, but not talking.
No. That's okay. You know what? People, as we discovered, me and Keith, when we went to Pod Camp a couple weeks ago in Halifax, there are way a lot more people watching the show than they like to admit to. And that's fine, people. That's fine. You don't have to tell people that you watch the show. Just keep watching the show.
It can be a guilty pleasure. We don't mind.
And we don't mind at all.
And if you're doing it lying in your bed with just a bathrobe, you and your iPod Classic and a set of headphones, I mean, we don't judge much.
No, just because this is what you do on Saturday morning.
No. I can't afford an iPod Classic. I have a SanDisk. A nice 4 gig model.
Man, I have the iRiver.
I have a Creative Rio.
All right, let's do the last bit of the show, and then we'll just cap it off for the night here. We're going to do the podcast review. So this is where we talk about if there are any podcasts or other shows that caught our interest this week. And I got to say, it was kind of a slow week for podcasts, to be quite honest with you. The one that I kind of enjoyed listening to was from the Slate magazine, the Slate.com website, Money Podcast. They were talking about Davos, and it was the ultra... I don't know, this ultra money thing where nothing really happens. So that was actually kind of an interesting podcast. So I do recommend listening to that for this week. There were a few other shows that came out this week that were actually kind of good. Radiolab and the Todd Vino Show. And
that's right, he's a podcast.
Keith and I, we were fans of the whole News 95.7 Moncton St. John network of talk radio, and Todd Vino was in the St. John station, and that got bought by Irving, and that flipped formats and all that stuff. So I think Todd's doing stuff at the Brunswick Community College now. He's teaching broadcasting or something. Very similar stuff in the podcast. He's doing long form interviews, so check that out. Todd Vino.
I'm going to check that out. I didn't realize he had a show.
Yeah, and Vino, it's V-E-I-N-O-T-T-E. So
yeah, tweet that.
Yeah, hang on, let me do that right now. I'll tweet it out. And
I'm definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. So, is any podcasts you guys are listening to?
Well,
I'm not listening to anything new.
Really. I just want to rehash one that I've said, I think maybe even the first week that we decided to start talking about it. It's just because it's my go-to podcast. It's one of the few ones where like I'm constantly going refresh, and making sure it actually shows up. And if it doesn't show up on its slotted time slot on Monday and it's not there, I get the shakes because it's supposed to be there. And it's My Brother, and Me, MBMBMAM, if that works. It's three brothers. Their shtick is the fact that people mail in questions and they answer it with a comedic bent. But their gold comes from actually going over questions that people post on Yahoo Answers. And if anyone's ever spent some time with the Yahoo Answers, it's basically if you can grab all the characters from the movie Idiocracy and decide to give them a forum to post their deepest, darkest questions, that's what Yahoo Answers is. And they delve in there and it's just, again, comedy gold. So I highly suggest listening to that one. You can jump in at any time. You don't have to start from the beginning. You can start with the one episode that just went past, and you'll have a blast with it. So my suggestion is that one.
No, I did listen to that for a few weeks, and there was a couple of shows there where I kind of lost track of things, so I had to unsubscribe for that one. But it was worth a couple of listens. You know, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but definitely... give that a try. I did commit for a few episodes, so
yeah.
you'll definitely give it a try. Keith, you got anything you want to recommend?
No, just my usual inappropriate humor and old wrestlers podcast. Lately, that's kind of like my junk when I don't listen to anything that's, you know, educational. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Kerry, anything that you've watched or listened to that you want to recommend to people?
No, I haven't, and I don't do podcasts, sorry. Maybe I will someday.
So what do you watch on TV? Do you watch TV?
Yeah.
What show do you watch, Kerry?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. All right.
Right on.
That's a popular show with the kids. Now there's a theory.
That's pandering if I've ever heard it.
Where are you going with this, Jim?
Yeah. I saw
I'm hip. I my pants hang by my knees. I know the kids do it. I know the slang.
Hey, I saw a thing on BuzzFeed where Big Bang Theory is really a remake of Friends, the Friends TV show.
But they're smarter than Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a lot of comics are just rehashes in a different way.
And I'm trying to remember if that was on BuzzFeed, but you can, you know, do a quick search, Big Bang Theory, remake of Friends, you'll be able to find it here. So,
Mike, that 70 show, you know, you just got to figure it, you know.
70 oh, yeah. show was a great show. I love that show. That's good.
I was going to say, last week tonight's my my thing. It's only once a week, and it's not on fairly regularly, but that goes back to... just an alumni from The Daily Show, and just they go over news stories pretty deeply as well, and it's so funny and so biting. It's an HBO show, but they post most of their content of the show on YouTube, thankfully, so you don't need to have an HBO subscription. You can actually just go to their YouTube channel, and you'd get about 80% of the content right there for you to watch for free. So last week tonight with John Oliver.
And Mike, anything you've been listening
to? Yes, I've actually spread my wings and started listening to podcasts. I listened to Avoiding Chores, of course. That was the only one I ever listened to.
Good answer.
It's totally different when you listen to it as a podcast without the video. It's more fun sometimes. But I've been listening to Serial all week.
Mm.
You guys have all been watching it, Lori and Krista especially.
Yeah.
So I got through the first episode, and it's really good. I started the second one this afternoon. And I found another one, Get Fit Guy. He has short 5-10 minute things on fitness tips and that.
Don't they have a whole bunch of different series on different topics, like the Get Wealthy Guy and Grammar Girl, I think is another one?
Yeah, there's a whole series of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kerry, what's this Beaver Buzz you've been talking about?
Show, I don't know how to screen share it.
Okay.
But it's an energy drink.
Oh.
How about West?
Hang on a sec, I'll get it up here.
Beaver Buzz.
Dan said Beaver drinking, and so this is, so this is.
Yeah, I got an image for it. So, let me have it. Here we go.
Did Jim just leave? Is Jim gone?
Oh,
he's trying to get some Beaver Buzz.
Get himself out.
Oh, all right, Star Show. Woo!
Yeah, that's right. That bastard. He's gone. Finally, our plan worked. Well played, Kerry, with the Beaver Buzz. It crashed Jim's computer. Damn it! It didn't work.
Whoops!
Yeah. Get them back in.
Better try next time.
Whoops!
Guess what happened, Jim? We sold your podcast to AOL.
Oh, nice to see you back, Jim. Sorry, it's great to
outrageous.
See you,
buddy.
Yeah, we sold your podcast to AOL, and we're getting the money.
Son of a...
So yeah, there's your Beaver Buzz. Is it the damn good berry flavor that you're hoping for? Because I noticed they have a bunch of different ones.
There are different ones.
Yeah.
Get your beaver buzz.
Is it good?
I got the here's the flavor range. Ooh. Green melon, green tea, citrus, berry, and core.
Wow. Looks good. All right, with that, do we have a last round of comments? Get you guys to refresh that. Just to let you know, we do this every Friday, barring me closing my windows, so everybody just goes into sheer panic here. But we do this again. Replay will start in 15 minutes. The podcast coming up. So do we have anything new, boys?
One Twitter comment, Discover Halifax is just getting on the beers tonight, Friday Night Hangout.
Oh, excellent.
I've got one more, one last one from GC Storm 1, going back to 1976, Cambodia is renamed to Democratic Kampuchea.
Kampuchea, wow.
I think I had a rash that was called that. I cleared up the little ointment and it was good to go again.
When the Khmer Rouge took over, that was not good.
No, not at all. What was that movie that was based on that, Khmer Rouge?
The Killing Fields.
Killing Fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Never pretty saw broad. It.
That's a really
pretty good eye-opening, actually.
Hmm. We'll have to watch that.
Sam Waterston from Law & Order was in it.
No way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he still have the eyebrows back then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were in training then.
All right, so who has a new anything else to that they want to share to the hangout tonight?
I got a comment on avoiding chores.
Oh, what you got?
Great show tonight, gang. Bluefin 774.
Oh.
always have to have the last word, Mike.
Always knows when to close things off.
So Jim, is there any word about getting a possibility of an offsite sponsored by Garrison?
Well, you know, Garrison were having their fog burner vertical taste testing tonight. Yeah, they're having their fog burner. Didn't hear nothing from them, so they're probably just enjoying having a nice little nap.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe I should be looking at a different brand. I don't know.
Now, since we're talking about Garrison, might as well give them a plug that they have their cellar sale tomorrow. They got a whole bunch of old stuff in the cellar that they're bringing out. And they're selling.
Wish I could be there.
So,
where do you go for said sale, Jim?
You go to the Garrison Brew House over at Pier 21 or the Halifax Seaport Market tomorrow, and you'll be able to get your hands on a lot of old vintage ales. Spruce, Fog Burner, Baltic Porter, their 15th anniversary stuff. It's a lot of stuff.
But, Jim, what if I had only $800 in my pocket? How much beer could I buy for that money?
$800 worth.
No idea how much you can haul out. Bring a trolley. Bring a dolly.
I'm not doing this job very well, am I?
Well, the funny thing is, too, I think tomorrow is going to be the day that they're going to release the barrel-aged spruce beer from last year. So if you want to try something new, that tomorrow's the day. If you want to fight the crowds,
that's not fair.
Are you planning doing the road trip down there, Jim?
I think I will do the pilgrimage.
If you do, I will throw $20 your way, and then you just get me whatever you think is worth my palate for $20.
All right, we can do that. EFTs, everybody. You know my email address, so there you go.
It's almost worth the ferry ride over.
It'll be interesting. It'll be damn interesting to see what they got. So it'll be interesting what crowds will be there, because they tend to... This is the first time they're doing this, so... I don't know what kind of crowds, but this used to be where they used to have their spruce beer. It used to be a lineup like 8 in the morning until they opened at 10. So I'll be very curious. I'll be there. I'll probably go around lunchtime, weather depending. Oh, hell, I'll be there around lunchtime.
Are you going to record something there?
I usually don't, because I got my hands full of bottles and stuff.
But if you got the folding lawn chair, you're waiting in line.
Priorities.
Yeah, well, it's funny. When I go to Garrison, I always run into the brewmaster, and I run into a few other people there. So I'm always chatting with the people at Garrison. So I tend to not film. So, but then I'll mention it. How come I wasn't live streaming their fog burner vertical testing tasting
tonight? Yeah.
That is, I'm very disappointed that they did not employ me to, or, yeah, you know, Dan knows what's going on, Garrison. Anyway, all right, enough of that. Like to thank the panel. Good panel tonight. It was a good show tonight. It was good stuff. We do this every Friday. Thank you, everybody, for sending us tweets, comments, and et cetera. We're going to do this again next Friday. Now, you're probably wondering, where's Lori and Krista? Don't worry, they'll be back. They're enjoying a nice little trip there in New York with a few other people there. So I think they're down there as a group, I think.
Yeah, Sauce's Fetch only happens once, like, a year. Don't worry.
We got it
out early for January, so you got another 11 months to coast off of their backs.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, thank you, everybody. We won't do the usual closing that Krista suggested, but we'll keep that for when they're in the hangout. So
you stay classy, Halifax.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much for watching. We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye, game.
Bye.